Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary
with Dr. Bryce Edwards. Happy Nowruz to you, Dr. Bryce Edwards. That's the Iranian New Year.
And same to you, Mikey.
It's today. Happens there. Happens at on the vernal equinox. But we all knew that.
Well, it's sort of appropriate, isn't it? I mean, we are trying to think much more about our multiculturalism and the Muslims in New Zealand and their place, and celebrating, you know, those and being inclusive. So yes.
Of course, Iranians not Muslim. Of course, Iranians are what's the word? How do I say it? Zoroastrian, I think. Is the correct term for it? Yeah. And there's a time for acceptance, a time for welcoming, not pushing away, and a time for massive reflection, compassion, sympathy, love, and hope.
Yes, and we've seen all of those things, and the Prime Minister, I think, has led the way amazingly well in that regard. She has, you know, really pushed that unity message, and she's, you know, projected to the world very well that New Zealanders are on the side of the victims here, that we are in solidarity, that we are feeling their pain, and that, you know, we're in no way play any part in being, you know, with the terrorist on this. I think that's been a really good message for the world.
I think it's been for someone who was reluctant to even be deputy leader of a political party not that long ago.
That's right.
And to be confronted with a situation like this to have to deal with. Not only has she had have amazing presence of mind to say what she's been saying, you know, to all the people she's been saying it to. But I mean, like I said, I'm a big fan, obviously, and you know, what an inspirational politician. Maybe one of the world's most inspirational politicians in the way that she's dealing with. I know that's people are starting to get a little bit sick of hearing that. Some people, but it's you've got to acknowledge it. You're right.
Yeah. And I think throughout the world we are seeing a lot of credence given to Ardern, and even more so we're seeing her being viewed as the anti-Trump. So, you know, she's been empathetic towards...
never saying it, though. She's never saying it, you know. This is the thing.
No.
Relentless positivities.
But you heard her convey her conversation with Donald Trump.
Oh, that was awesome.
And that was quite powerful.
That was awesome.
And
so proud of that.
Showed, yeah.
For people who don't know, do you want to just tell them what happened?
Yes, so she recalled her conversation from with the President of the US.
The President of the US.
Yeah. Yes, Donald Trump. He rang to give his condolences. He asked, I mean, she conveyed this in a press conference. Apparently he asked how he could help. She said, by showing love and solidarity with Muslim communities.
Yeah.
And of course...
Wow, that's so good.
In some ways, that's just kind of a statement of the obvious and sort of diplomatic speak,
and
that's what I'm sure she thinks. But on another side, it's a huge slap down to him. It's a real full-on, you know, critique of his politics and his way of operating. And I think she would have known that when she conveyed that to the world in the press conference, that was really quite a mega criticism, and one that will be very well received in the rest of the world, positioning her as putting him in his place. And just amazing.
I think too that I spoke to Grant Robertson yesterday, and I made the comment to him that in fact the whole from the top down, basically, everyone's done a phenomenal job, right down to the police having to be up on tenterhooks for the last since Friday, you know. All the government departments seem to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. I guess that, you know, when it's all going well at the top, it all filters down and everybody feels proud and inspired and focused, you know.
No one's really put a foot wrong, and I think this is mostly, you know, quite genuine on the part of the Prime Minister and everyone. They're doing what they really believe and so forth. But I think there's another side to it, which I'm not suggesting isn't authentic. But, you know, New Zealand is in a situation whereby there will be, you know, attempts at retaliation attacks. And so it's really important, I think, for the, you know, the Muslim world, for to see that New Zealand is totally doubling down on supporting the Muslim community and showing, you know, our love for Muslims here. So strategically, what I'm suggesting is that it's going to take the wind out of the sails of some people that want to take out revenge on Westerners and New Zealanders. And, of course, we've also seen the President of Turkey being quite inflammatory about this, which is
get
quite...
Get some sleep, scary. Eh?
Yeah.
I mean, look, well, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a really grunty thing, you know, to say that if anyone's thinking of coming and visiting their country from New Zealand and thinking of bringing harm with them, then they'll be coming home in a coffin. You don't hear people say that very much, that sort of stuff.
No, and it's not leaders. It's because there's an election going on in Turkey at the moment. Right. So this is just Erdogan, the president, opportunistically taking advantage of this. He's been screening footage of the killings at his rallies. And so it really is quite disgusting, and it is provocative because it will have it will have an effect on people in the Muslim world, provoking them, some of them, to want to get revenge.
So that's why
it's very scary.
But we've got a political visit going on shortly. Yes. Who's going over there? Is it Winston Peters?
So, as we speak, I think Winston Peters is flying to Turkey.
Is that the reason he's going?
Indonesia. Yes.
To front foot that. That's quite good, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. No, I think it's entirely apt that the Minister of Foreign Affairs goes to countries like...
Has a sit-down, yeah.
Yeah, and Turkey. And these are countries we have good relations with, normally. But, you know, I think it's really important for him to go over there and just really push that message of the New Zealand government and people that we are so opposed to what happened. But, of course, it's kind of, I don't know if you call it ironic or what, but, of course, you know, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is Winston Peters, you know, leader of New Zealand First Party, who has been rather, you know, dodgy in the past in terms of Muslims. And, foreigners in general. He's been quite xenophobic. And so, but no, he has been specific.
I kind of think that he basically just sucked it up and said what needed to be said. You know, like it was kind of impressive. It was kind of impressive that he went, you know, when someone asked him about, I think it was a question to do with the changing the gun laws, and he just said, hang on. As of this time, everything's changed. Everything.
And that's kind of
saying I was wrong to a point, isn't it?
Interpretation, but yeah. You're right, and everything.
But you don't hear politicians sort of, put it that way very often. I kind of really appreciated the honesty of it. You know, it was like
okay. Yeah. And we're going to see a lot of difference and changes in politics and politicians having to deal all differently now because this is New Zealand's 9/11, and you know when we had the Twin Towers in the US. That did change everything in politics there. Yeah. It totally reset things. It had lots of, in my view, very negative consequences in US politics.
Oh my God,
the way they operated. Hopefully, it's going to be quite different in New Zealand.
It was a massive disruption that meant a lot of things could fly under, fly under the radar, but a lot of things could happen amidst the chaos. And you know, but that could be used as a lever to force. Yeah. All sorts of other opinions, or all sorts of other laws and changes to policy, all that sort of stuff, you know.
And we are going to have some big debates and some big changes in New Zealand as a result.
I agree with that.
And we're going to have to deal with some, you know, big issues, discuss racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia. We're going to have to think about how politicians operate. But I also think we have to be careful about going too far down the path of the blame game situation.
I totally agree with you there, Bryce.
So at the moment, I think Jacinda Ardern has done an amazing job of not falling into that trap, because you have to remember this is what the terrorists wanted. Yep. He's quite specific in his manifesto, saying he wanted to sow division, he wanted to create disunity, he wanted to turn left and right against each other, and so far the Prime Minister has been very good at not falling into that trap.
But it's hard, isn't it? I mean, just read Twitter for half an hour.
Which
is a perfect example of it. But.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying you can't politicise these issues because they are political, and there are going to have to be political debates, but we kind of have to be really careful, I think, about them, and not just suddenly you know, doing a lot of name-calling and denouncing and saying this person has blood on their hands.
I think that's the reason, you know, that's how guys like the gunman happen, you know, by getting blamed and pushed far away into I said this yesterday, into groups of other people that have been pushed away for saying the same things. And once you're in a group, you try and make the group more, you try and get the solidarity of the group together, and then once the human nature for somebody to try and be the leader of the group or to show off to the group, and that's right. It. And simple as that. So I sort of feel like the racism discussion, or just like the big discussion we're going to have, and see the big challenge for New Zealand is to see if we can address that sort of thing. Like we have to. I mean, I guess I was sort of leaning towards maybe saying call out culture needs to change in a way, in respect to that.
I believe it does.
Because it's you know, it starts to feel to me like, oh well, I know and you don't, that sort of thing. And I start telling people that, and they were just they were split in half, you know. And it's like
even if you're right, if the person is right in calling out someone, it's actually quite counterproductive just to suddenly denounce people and say they're wrong. It just actually pulls up barriers and boundaries that shouldn't be there.
I think it's a whole new way of us treating other human beings. I think it's a whole new way that we'd like to be able to adopt it as a community, as a country, as you know, as New Zealand. It's going to be a real challenge. But I think we could do it. Whether we do it, we'll wait and find out.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Hey Bryce, anything else that's sticking out for you on this? I was going to maybe ask you about. I got caught yesterday. I watched. I won't say his name because I caught him. He's a nice guy, but I watched a New Zealander basically just for maybe an hour on a YouTube clip, just basically crapping on about false flag operations and all this and the conspiracy. Like, I love conspiracy theories. I love them and I'm good at them, you know. And I've pushed a couple on this radio station that, you know, so I know that it annoys people. I know it gets on people's tits, but this was just like, you know, this was someone who it wouldn't have taken him, like, read one report from the right place and you'd know it will speak to someone that was there, you know. And he basically just painted this whole picture, and with a whole bunch of people going along with him, of this that you know, the video that there's one of the links I got that was a video of people saying this is, and this was from an American commentator saying that the video that I think was sent of the second attack in the second mosque, of course there were less people killed there. So there's people walking around and stuff, looking just stunned and all that sort of thing. But they're saying that was the practice footage of the practice the day before for that. I mean, just the horror. Like, that's so horrible, man. When we've got you know the what people are going through here, you know. So, but people are just jump into that stuff, don't they?
I think it's just the same issue that we have to be cautious, because we do want to understand, and there's always going to be a human nature to try and understand what's happened, who was to blame, what aren't we being told, you know, what's being covered up, and sometimes things are covered up. So conspiracy theories, sometimes they do turn out to be true. But we have to be very cautious of going down that route. And Matt Nippett from the Herald written a good column yesterday, debunking, you know, various conspiracy theories that are coming up. So we do have to have an open mind, but also kind of take care.
I think the guns issue, I think we all know where that's going to go. I think it's done. I think it's done. Yeah, good job too. I agree with you there. And I'm sorry for those people who feel like they're sporting target shooting or pig killing's going to be affected by that, but sorry. I just wanted, before you go, I want to ask you how you think. I mean, I've been very impressed that the government went straight to the social media platforms and said hoy. And do you think it's going to be effective? Do you think it's going to make a difference? Do you think that? I mean, I hope it does, because I think that's got so much to do with what happened on Friday.
The thing to realise is it really isn't just a debate that's happening here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
This social media debate is happening globally, especially in Britain, Australia and the US. They are freaking out about what's happened. And so it's not that New Zealand has to lead this debate. I mean, yeah, New Zealand can, but it really is happening. And I think there's huge pressures on Google and Facebook and so forth. Things will change. But we also, again, have to be careful about what we wish for, because, I don't know, we still have to protect some global freedoms, of course. So we want to have those platforms make some changes. But we don't want to, we have to take some caution.
There's been a couple of times, Bryce, where we've been speaking on the radio and we've said to each other, who would ever have thought that would have happened?
Oh, absolutely.
This is a really sad one, isn't it? And I think that I think New Zealand's got a lot to be proud of, though, in the wake of what has happened. And I look forward to some positive change to come out of it, if something positive does have come out.
We have to be optimistic.
Dr. Bryce Edwards, thank you very, very much. Nice to talk to you. We'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.